Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter, Babu Tahrimi Matalil Ghaniyi bi haqqi talabihi sahibi. The chapter on the prohibition of a wealthy person delaying the payment of his debt. Qala Allah Ta'ala, Inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addu al-amanati ila ahliha. Allah Pak says, verily Allah Ta'ala instructs you to return trust to their rightful owners. Wa qala Ta'ala, فَإِنْ أَمِنَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا فَلْيُؤَدِّ الَّذِي تُمِنَ أَمَانَتَهُ. Allah Pak says, if you trust each other, then the one who has been entrusted should fulfill his trust. On hadith, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال مطل الغني ظلم وإذا أتبع أحدكم على ملي فليتبع. Hazrat Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the procrastination of a wealthy person is oppression. And the second part of the hadith, if a wealthy person undertakes to pay your debt, accept his undertaking. Now here both part of these hadith need a little bit of explanation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that we are in this world and we will have some financial burdens upon us. There will be some situations where there will be some payments, financial payments that we have to make. It doesn't matter which respect a person is. Sometimes a person may be the father, he'll have to spend on his children. There's a haq, there's a right that upon the children that he has to spend. Similarly, he may have aged parents, he'll need to spend on them. Or he may have to spend on his wife. He may have to spend on the family. He may have to spend, or he has employed some staff. He has to spend on the staff. He employed a domestic worker, he has to spend on the domestic worker. Whatever is due to them, a person has some type of financial burden upon himself. Sometimes he may enter in a hiring contract, he'll have to pay that hiring charges. Sometimes it may be a service contract that he enters into, he has to pay that. Sometimes he may have to pay his supplier. So different situations, there'll be different times where a person has financial burdens upon himself. So what here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, مَطَلُ الْغَنِيِّ ظُلْمٌ, the procrastination of a wealthy person. A wealthy person means the person who is in a position to pay the debt. The procrastination of a person who is in the position of paying the debt, this is oppression, this is zulm. Now here again, we get two types of debts. One is where a person, he's got an agreement or arrangement with his supplier that 60 days to pay. So he orders the goods and he's got 60 days to pay. Here if he delays until the 60th day, there's no problem. Why? Because he's got that time, the agreement was 60 days to pay or 30 days to pay, whatever it is. But what happens now is if he goes beyond that time that's agreed upon, in other words, it's due now and the person is not paying it and he's procrastinating. In Urdu they call this tal matol karna. Person procrastinates, he dilly-dallies, he makes excuses when he's in a position to pay. This is not only paying the supplier, he's also paying the staff. Now the salaries have become due, person unnecessarily is delaying. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is describing this as zulam. In other words, the person that is doing this is a zalim. Very often we think of different countries that are oppressing the Muslims and where Muslims are being oppressed and we look at them as zalims. And we have to tell ourselves that if I'm in a position to pay an account that I need to pay and I'm not paying it, then I'm also a zalim. Why? Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَطَلُ الْغَنِيِّ ظُلْمٌ, the procrastination of a wealthy person, i.e. a person who is in a position to pay, his procrastination is zulam. So this is what this hadith is referring to. Or it may be a loan also a person has taken, and now he is in a position to repay the loan, but he is not repaying that loan. He is delaying in repaying that loan. So now what happens? The person sometimes goes for Umrah, sometimes he goes for holiday, sometimes he goes here, sometimes he goes there. Or sometimes he is spending on those in those avenues where he doesn't need to spend. For example, on extravagance, on luxury items. Now what happens now? This money should have been given to the poor people, should have maybe given to the staff whose salaries are due. Unfortunately, in this time and age also, you find sometimes a person is very well off. He's got enough money to pay his staff, but with the excuse of COVID, many people are reducing the salaries of the staff. Reducing the amount of time that the staff are working. Whereas it will be a little bit of sacrifice on their part, but what they're doing is they're cutting it out on the part of the staff. We should be the ones to open up our hearts and see how much we can give. That extra we give also, remember something, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, minimum he'll multiply it is 10 times. And this is the order, this is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something that we should never lose hope of. This hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, such a nice thing. Person is in a position to fulfill his financial dues, do it. And there are many people that do it in advance also. And those people that do it in advance and they pay the staff well and they are generally generous, you see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is generous with them in their businesses. Generally their businesses also are flourishing. They're taking the du'as of the staff, they're taking the du'as of the customers, they're taking the du'as of the suppliers. People like them in general. Why? They got this habit of paying early and being lenient as far as financial burdens are concerned. Second part of this hadith, وَإِذَا أُطْبِعَ أَحْدُكُمْ عَلَىٰ مَلِيٍّ فَلْيَدْبَعْ. If any person, translation goes like that, if a wealthy person undertakes to pay your debt, accept his undertaking. What is meant is that somebody is owing money. Now this person can't afford to pay that amount. He can't afford to pay the account, that amount, whatever it is. So what he does is he refers you to a person that is wealthy, and that wealthy person will say, okay, I'll pay it on his behalf. I'll pay this account on his behalf. فَلْيَدْبَعْ. You accept this arrangement that he's making. He's not in a position to pay you, but there's somebody else that now he can get to pay you. Accept that arrangement. In Shariat, if this person who's being owed the money doesn't accept the arrangement, this person can't force him. He can't say, you know what, my deal was with you, don't send me to somebody else to collect the money. No. Although the deal was with him, he's now referring you to somebody else to collect the money. This hadith is saying, فَلْيَدْبَعْ. Accept this arrangement. Why? Because you're assisting this person in which way? He's not able to pay the debt, but he's sending you to somebody who will now be able to pay the debt on his behalf. So accept this. This type of leniency also is encouraged in Shariat. You're still going to get paid, but now this means that you're claiming your debt from somebody else. So accept that arrangement and show this person that type of leniency. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of bringing the beautiful ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. And make it such that every day comes we're bringing a new sunnah in our life. Every day comes we're correcting this niyat of ours, and not only correcting it, we're improving it to see how we can make ourselves better as far as deen is concerned. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.